This is Chris Grabowski. I want to take you on a tour of a product from Marvel Soft called Talking Toolbox. Talking Toolbox is a product that is designed for the blind computer user, maybe a beginner user or even an advanced user. It includes such features as a talking word processor, a talking scheduler, a talking address book, and a talking CD player. One thing you might ask is why somebody would use something like that. Well, if they are a beginner user to computers or they can't afford a full-fledged screen reader or don't wish to, they have Talking Toolbox at their disposal. Talking Toolbox also takes the screen reading or talking computer into a whole different array because they use narrated human speech when possible and only use synthetic speech when it's needed. Like all the menus in Talking Toolbox are narrated by a human narrator. This means that a new person does not need to get comfortable with synthetic speech right away. They can use the talking features of the Talking Toolbox. Now, what I'm going to do is I am actually going to install Talking Toolbox on a computer, and I am going to put the CD in the drive, and I shut down my Access technology so that it doesn't restart when the computer restarts, and I also shut down spyware utilities and things like that so that the installation should be uninterrupted by those nag messages or pop-up messages that spyware programs put in. So I'm closing the door. And you'll notice right out that the installation is, even the installation itself is narrated. CD spinning up.
Welcome to the Talking Toolbox setup program. In a couple of minutes, you'll have Talking Toolbox installed on your computer. This marvelous package contains all sorts of handy tools to help you take notes and write letters, keep addresses and phone numbers straight, send and receive email, balance the books, or perform everyday calculations. Plan your week with the built-in calendar, keep track of time, and listen to your favorite CDs all the while. In short, after using your Talking Toolbox for a while, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. Setting up this program on your computer is really quite straightforward. We just have a few quick questions for you to ensure the program is set up exactly how you want it. At any time, you can press F2 to repeat what was just said. Use your arrow keys to pick the option you want, then hit Enter to select it. Before continuing with the setup process, we strongly recommend you exit all other programs you may have running. Warning! This program is protected by copyright law and international treaties. Unauthorized reproduction or distribution of this program, or any portion of it, may result in severe civil and criminal penalties, and will be prosecuted to the maximum extent possible under law. Next.
In.
That's the next button, so I'll press Enter.
License Agreement. Please read the following End User License Agreement. Press the Page Down key to view the rest of the agreement. Do you accept all the terms of the agreement? Talking Toolbox End User License Agreement for MarvelSoft Software.
I just hit the Control key to silence the speech, but I would suggest reading the license agreement. I've read it, and this is not the first time I've actually installed this product.
Yes.
Why?
So I just hit the Tab key and I will accept the license agreement.
Progress. Setting up Talking Toolbox. Copying program files. setting up Microsoft Agent.
So as you can see, even the installation program is narrated
Installing
by human
animated
speech.
Characters, Genie.
And it's telling you exactly what it's doing every step of the way.
Merlin. Petey. Robbie.
So it's installing the Microsoft Agent characters right now.
Checking for installed components. Reading Marble Talk Speech Library. This may take a few minutes, so sit back, relax, and let your computer do all the work. 5% completed. 10% completed. 15% completed. 20% completed. 25% completed. 30% completed. 35% completed. 40% completed. 45% completed. 50% completed. 55% completed. 60% completed. 65% completed. 70% completed. 75% completed. 80% completed. 85% completed. 90% completed. 95% completed.
So after the installation is complete, Talking Toolbox will restart your computer. The computer is restarting. So when the computer restarts, and Talking Toolbox will come up,
Microsoft registration. Now it's time to register this software. Your license key is found on the yellow registration card inside your product box. Please enter it now. License key empty.
And it's telling you the license key is empty. The license key is provided in Braille, and it's also provided in large print, but it's raised large print, so you can actually read it if you don't know Braille. With the raised large print numbers, which I think is pretty cool. So I'm going to type in my serial number, license code, and then press enter.
How would you like to register? Over the internet.
Over the internet, or
on the phone.
On the phone. So we'll go
over the internet.
Over the internet. We'll press enter.
Done. Microsoft. Talking Toolbox, main menu, notebook,
N.
So as you can see, the online registration or the registration of this product is very simple and straightforward. Now let's see what we have in the menu. And I'm just using my down arrow key. You can use your tab key if you want to.
Exit.
X.
I just hit the up arrow key.
Notebook.
N.
Down arrow, notebook is a talking word processor.
Address book.
B.
An address book.
Post office.
P.
The email client.
Calculator.
C.
Calculator.
Calendar.
L.
Calendar.
Alarm clock.
A.
CD player.
D.
Options.
O.
And options.
Help desk.
H.
And the help desk, which is very comprehensive help dealing with the product. You can also press F1 at any time, and it'll tell you what the option is that you're currently selected.
Lost. Confused. Need answers. A quick trip to the help desk just might be a good idea.
Okay, so that was Microsoft Mic.
Options.
Oh.
CD player.
D.
So let's see what CD player says.
Listen to CDs while you work. Label them. Create playlists. Even shuffle and have them play continuously for variety.
Alarm clock.
A.
Never sleep in and be late for work. Burn your tasty muffins or lose track of time again.
Calendar.
L.
Doctor's appointments, meetings, household chores, enter all of them in Talking Calendar, and I'll make sure you never miss another one.
Alarm clock.
A.
CD player.
D.
Options.
O.
So let's go into options. Press enter.
Options. Toolbox options.
T.
And then we have
Marvel Talk options.
M.
Display options.
D.
Toolbox options.
So let's see what's in toolbox options.
Toolbox options. Loaded startup? No.
Loaded startup, it's set to no. Now, what happened is when I installed the program, it ran it for the first time. So when you restart your computer, it runs the program for the first time to get you right into the program so that you can use it, which I also think is very cool. So hit our tab key.
Word wrap on. 1, 2.
Word wrap is on, and let's see what F1 says. Okay, F1 actually just beeps.
Okay.
Oh.
So we'll press enter on OK.
Talking toolbox. Main menu. Notebook.
N.
Go back to options.
Exit.
X.
Go up to options.
Options.
O.
You could have also just pressed O.
Options. Toolbox options.
T.
Marvel Talk options.
M.
Now, Marvel Talk is the speech that you're hearing, the male and the female, which is Eager Eddie and Clever Karen.
Display options. Marvel Talk options.
M.
Marvel Talk options. Screen Talk options.
S.
Screen Talk options. That's Eager Eddie.
Screen Talk options. Screen Talk on. 1, 2.
Screen Talk is on, which is what you'd want.
Letter voice. Eager Eddie. 1, 2.
Letter voice. When you're arrowing through your document, you'll get his voice when you're doing character by character. Or you can have...
Clever Karen.
2, 2. Eager Eddie. 1, 2. Delay between letters? None. 1, 11. Speak shortcut keys after menu options. 2, 3.
Speak shortcut keys after menu options. The O for options, the N for notebook. You can have them after options.
Before menu options.
Before the menu options.
After never.
Or never.
3, after menu options. 2, 3. Shortcut key voice.
Clever Karen.
2, 2.
That's the shortcut key voice.
Shortcut key delay, none. 1, 11. 0.1 seconds. 0.2 seconds. 0.3 seconds. 0.4 seconds. 0.5 seconds.
So obviously you can have a delay between the menu item and the shortcut key.
0.1 second. None. 1, 11.
I'll set that back to none.
Advanced.
A.
Okay.
Oh.
So press enter on OK.
Talking toolbox. Main menu. Notebook.
N.
Go back to options.
Options. Toolbox options.
T.
Marvel Talk options. Marvel Talk options. Screen Talk options.
S.
Synthetic speech options.
Y.
Key Talk. Synthetic speech options. Use synthetic speech. Yes. 1, 2.
If you don't have synthetic speech on, Marvel Talk will spell everything that it can't pronounce. Like if you're in your document, it'll spell it.
Rate 4.
Testing speech at rate 4.
So let's slow him down a little bit.
3.
Testing speech at rate 3.
2.
Testing speech at rate 2.
There we go.
Pitch 3.
Testing speech at pitch 3.
So I'm just tabbing through.
Volume 9.
Testing speech at volume 9.
Voice.
Testing speech using mic.
You can have mic and you can have Mary.
Testing speech using mic.
And I just hit the up arrow key and I'm at the top of the list.
Testing speech using Mary.
That's fine. We'll switch it to Mary.
Okay.
Oh.
Press enter on OK.
Options save. Talking toolbox. Main menu. Notebook.
N.
Go back to options.
Options. Toolbox options.
T.
Marvel Talk options.
M.
Display Marvel Talk options. Screen Talk options.
S.
Synthetic speech options.
Y.
Key Talk options. Screen Key Talk options.
K.
Key Talk options. Key Talk on. 1, 2.
Key Talk is on, which means that when you type a character, it will speak.
Key Talk voice.
Clever Karen.
2, 5.
So you can have Key Talk voice, which is Clever Karen. You can have her.
Eager Eddie. 1,
Eager Eddie.
5.
Clever Karen.
2, 5.
And I'm just using my arrow keys.
Computer keyboard.
3, so when you're typing, you'll get the computer keyboard.
Electronic typewriter. Brailler. 5, 5. Elect computer.
Clever Karen.
Set it back to Clever Karen.
Speak keys quickly. 2, 4.
Speak keys quickly. Let's see what that means.
Lets you set how quickly key names should be spoken. For example, bang, exclaim, exclamation, or exclamation point.
So it just expands punctuation marks.
Speak letters quickly. 1, 3.
Specifies how quickly letters should be spoken. For example, quickly, M, slowly, M, phonetically, Mike.
Indicate capital letters with pitch. 1, 4.
Indicate capital letters with pitch, like a screen reader would do when you type a capital letter. It will increase the pitch. You can have it also.
By saying cap, 2, 4.
By saying cap.
By saying capital, 3, 4. With a tone, 4, 4.
Okay, so now I'll tab off and see what we have for tones.
Tone selection, 9 of 18, 8 of 18, 7 of 18, 6 of 18, 5, 4, 1, 1 of 18, 2 of 18.
So it goes pretty
18.
Low. Now hit the end key.
18 of 18. 1. 18 of 18. 13 of 12. 10, 9 of 18.
So those are the tones. So I'll shift tab.
Indicate capital letters with a tone. By saying capital. By saying cap. 2 of 4.
My personal preference would be to have it say the word cap, so that's where we're going to leave it at.
Say Z as Z. 1 of 2.
So you can have Z pronounced as Z or
Z. 1 of 2.
So I'll leave it at Z.
Okay.
Oh.
Press enter.
Option save. Talking toolbox. Main menu. Notebook.
N.
You also have display options in Talking Toolbox to increase the font size, to increase the layout of the screen. I'm not going to go into that at this point.
Enter notebook.
N.
So what we'll do is we'll go into notebook and we'll press enter.
Talking notebook. Blank file.
So we will write a sentence.
Cap T.
And it, obviously I shifted and put a T.
A-S. Dot. Enter.
Okay. Now, I'll press the up arrow key.
This is a demo of Talking Toolbox from Marvelsoft.
So Marvelsoft, or Microsoft Mary, kicked in to read that line to me. But if I'm at the beginning of the line.
Cap. P-H-I-S.
Now, Eager Eddie, and I'm just hitting my right arrow key. Eager Eddie is speaking each character as I pass over it.
Space, I, S, space, A, space, D, E, M, O, space, O, F, space, cap, A, L, K, I, N, G, space, cap, T, O, O, L, B, O, X, space, F, R.
If I hit control right arrow.
Marvelsoft. From Toolbox.
Control left arrow.
Talking of demo day is this. Is a demo of Talking Toolbox from Marvelsoft.
Now that bing obviously means I'm at the end of my document. And Talking Toolbox will read text files to you. It creates its files in standard text format. Now, let's hit our Alt key and see what we have for a menu bar.
File.
F.
Edit.
E.
Right arrow.
Search.
S.
Insert.
I.
Tools.
T.
Help.
H.
Tools.
T.
Insert.
I.
Search.
S.
Edit.
E.
File.
F.
Okay, now we'll hit the down arrow key.
New.
N.
Open.
O.
Save.
S.
Save as.
A.
Reload.
R.
Print.
P.
Close.
C.
Exit.
X.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. New.
N.
So there's 5 spaces for the last 5 documents that you had opened. So what I'm actually going to do is...
Open. Oh. Save.
Yes.
I'm going to save this masterpiece.
Save. Path. Empty.
And I'm going to type in...
D-E-M-O.
And hit enter.
Demo.
Talking notebook. Blank.
This is a demo of Talking Toolbox from Marvelsoft.
And we're actually back in our document. So let's go into the edit menu and see what we have.
File. Edit.
E.
Cut.
T.
You can cut.
Copy.
C.
Copy.
Paste.
P.
Clear.
L.
Cut.
T.
Hit escape.
Edit.
E.
Go to the right.
Search.
S.
Find.
F.
You can do a find.
Find next.
N.
Find previous.
P.
Search and replace.
R.
Go to line.
G.
Set bookmark.
S.
Find bookmark.
B.
Find.
F.
Find next.
N.
There you go.
Search.
S.
Insert.
I.
What can we insert? We can insert.
Date.
D.
The date.
Time.
T.
Time.
File.
F.
Date.
D.
Insert.
I.
I hit the right arrow key.
Tools.
T.
Check spelling.
C.
Check spelling.
Word count.
W.
Alphabetize.
A.
Options.
O.
Check spelling.
C.
So let's press enter and check spelling.
Loading spell checker. Misspelled word.
Marvel Soft.
Cap. M-A-R-V-E-L-S-O-F-T. Suggestions.
Marvel Soft.
Cap. M-A-R-V-E-L. Cap. S-O-F-T. 1 to 20.
Okay, so Marvel Soft is actually in the dictionary with a capital S.
Marvels.
Cap. M-A-R-V-E-L-S. 2 to 20.
Then I just hit the down arrow key.
Marvel.
Cap. M-A-R-V-E-L. 3 to 20.
Marvels. Marvel Soft.
Cap. M-A-R-V-E-L. Cap. S-O-F-T. 1 to 20.
So we'll press the tab key.
Change.
C.
Change all.
L.
Ignore.
I.
Ignore all.
G.
Add to dictionary.
A.
Options.
O.
Help desk.
H.
Exit.
X.
Problem line.
This is a demo of Talking Toolbox from Marvel Soft.
So that's the problem line.
Misspelled word.
Marvel Soft.
Cap. M-A-R. Change to.
Marvel Soft.
Cap. M-A-R-V-E-L. Cap. S-O-F-T. Suggestions.
Marvel Soft.
Cap. Change.
C.
So we'll press enter on change.
Spell check completed.
This is a demo of Talking Toolbox from Marvel Soft.
Let's go back into the tools menu. Alt-T.
T.
Check spelling.
C.
Options.
O.
Alphabetize.
A.
Alphabetize will alphabetize if you have things in a list and you want Talking Toolbox to alphabetize them. You can do that.
Word count.
W.
You can get a word count.
Word count. Characters. 52. Words. 9. Lines. 2. Okay.
Oh.
So we'll press enter to clear that.
This is a demo of Talking Toolbox from Marvel Soft.
Back to the tools menu.
Tools.
T.
Check. Options.
O.
Alpha. Word count.
W.
Check spelling. Options.
O.
Go to options.
Options. Notebook options.
N.
Marvel Talk options.
M.
Display options.
D.
Notebook options.
N.
So some of the stuff you can get to, like Marvel Talk.
Marvel Talk options.
Options.
M.
You can get to from the main menu, or you can get it through each individual application.
Notebook options.
Let's go into notebook options and see what we have.
Notebook options. When moving by word, ignore punctuation. Yes. 1 of 2.
When moving by word, ignore punctuation.
Determines whether a press of Control plus left, right arrow should always advance to the next word, or stop at punctuation marks along the way.
Okay, what that means is that if you ever use Microsoft Word or WordPad and you know that you go control left or control right and there's a punctuation mark, it stops on the punctuation mark. You can have Marvel's or Talking Toolbox not stop at each punctuation mark, which I actually like. So we'll tab.
Default path, empty.
Default path. Where do you want your documents to be stored?
Ignore path when displaying file name. Yes. 1 of 2. Okay.
Oh.
So we'll press enter.
This is a demo of Talking Toolbox from Marvel Soft.
So I'm going to go into the help menu. So let's see what happens here.
Help.
H.
Good morning, and thanks for strolling over to the help desk. What information are you after today? Use your arrow keys to select the pamphlet you want. Then hit enter to read it. What would you like to read? About the program. 1 of 17. Contact Marvel Soft. 2 of 17. Mission statement. 3 of 17. Marvel Soft on the web. 4 of 17. Technical support. 5 of 17. System requirements. 6 of 17. Marvel Soft. Mission statement. 3 of 17. Contact Marvel Soft. 2 of 17.
Let's do that. So we'll press enter.
Contact Marvel Soft. Marvel Soft, the leader in innovative and creative software, strives for a standard of excellence and surpasses in the software field. It is our goal to meet the ever-changing needs of the marketplace, and to provide each and every person with the product he or she requires. To this end, we have produced software that is both powerful and easy to use. Our products are for you, and are designed with your needs in mind. Talking Toolbox is jam-packed with 7 self-voicing utilities, notebook, a fully functional word processor, address book, post office, a dedicated email client, calculator, calendar, alarm clock, and CD player. And for the price, any new blind computer user can afford to turn their machine into a talking computer without having to purchase expensive screen reading software. With dozens of fun and interactive lessons, drills and games, Talking Typing Teacher is your key to typing like a pro. Marvel Math is the number one way to help students acquire a sound and a...
So it gives you all that information.
Blank.
Marvel.
Blank.
Mark sound.
And you can actually arrow through it now.
Blank.
Speaking, spelling, students.
Blank.
For the
blank, blank.
Formal free to...
Blank, blank.
Marvel Soft Enterprises, Incorporated. 88 Captain Morgan's Boulevard. Nanaimo, BC.
They're in British Columbia.
B9R6R1 Canada.
Blank.
Phone, sales, 1-800-987-1231. Plus 1 area code 250-753-3093. Technical support, area code 250-753-3093. Fax, 1-800-985-1231. Plus 1 area code 250-483-1590.
Blank.
Email, info@marvelsoft.com. Website, worldwideweb.marvelsoft.com.
Okay, World Wide Web, that is actually www. Microsoft Mary is expanding it to do worldwide, say World Wide Web.
Website, worldwideweb.marvelsoft.com.
And we're at the bottom of the help pamphlet, so we'll hit escape.
What would you like to read? Contact Marvelsoft. 2017.
So it brings you right back into the list of help pamphlets.
Missions. Marvelsoft on the web. Technical support. System requirements. Setting up the program. Getting started. Introducing MarvelTalk.
So
9 of 17.
The help is very comprehensive.
MarvelTalk Hotkey Guide. 10 of 17.
See what's in there.
MarvelTalk Hotkey Guide. The finishing touch to MarvelTalk is the wide variety of straightforward hotkeys you can use to get information from the program. Though you don't have to memorize any or all of these hotkeys, knowing them will make using the program much quicker. Hit F1 or Control plus H to read quick help. Hit F2 to read the contents of the current dialogue, including its title and all controls. Press Shift plus F2 to simply read the title of the dialogue. Hit F3 to read the name of the control you currently have selected. Press F4 or Control plus Q to repeat what was just said. Tap F5 or Control plus R for a more detailed status report. Hit F6 to increase the speaking rate of text-to-speech. Strike Shift plus F6 to decrease the speaking rate. Press Control plus F6 to move forward through the different text-to-speech voices. Hit Control plus Shift plus F6 to move back through the list of voices. Strike F8 to access the options for the current program. Hit Control plus G to have the current date spoken aloud. Strike Control plus L to reread the current line or control. Press Control plus T to check the time. Hit Control plus W to repeat the last word or phrase spoken by text-to-speech. If you press Control plus W again, the text is quickly spelled out. A third press will spell the text more slowly. And a fourth tap will cause the text to be spelled out in phonetics e.g. Tango, Echo, Sierra, Tango for test. Just hit either Shift or Control key to stop what is currently being said. And best of all, just tap F12 to pause MarvelTalk. Hit F12 again to resume where you left off.
So we'll press Escape.
Help Desk. What would you like to read? MarvelTalk Hotkey Guide. 10 of 17.
So as you can see, the MarvelTalk hotkeys are very comprehensive.
This is a demo of Talking Toolbox from MarvelSoft.
If I want to check the time, we do Control-T.
It's 9.03 a.m. Today is Thursday, March 30.
So now I'm back in my document and I will press Escape.
You have changed the text in this file. Would you like to save your work? Yes.
Why?
So we'll hit Y for yes.
Talking Toolbox. Main menu. Notebook.
N.
The next item on the menu is Address Book. It's a talking address book program.
Talking address book. Name?
Marvel Soft Enterprises, Incorporated.
One.
There's one item in my address book, and it's Marvel Soft. So press our tab key.
Address?
Marvel Soft Enterprises, Incorporated. 88 Captain Morgan's Boulevard. Nanaimo, BC. V9R6R1 Canada. Business phone, 1-800-987-1231. Fax number, 1-800-985-1231. Email, info@marvelsoft.com. Website, worldwideweb.marvelsoft.com. Developers of many.
So what we can do is we can hit our tab key and see what it allows us to do.
Dial.
D.
We can dial.
Add.
A.
We can add.
Remove.
R.
Remove.
Edit.
E.
Edit.
Print.
P.
Print.
Find.
F.
Find.
Phone pad.
N.
I'll get back to that later.
Options.
O.
And options.
Help desk. Close.
C.
Name.
Marvel Soft.
Address.
Marvel Soft Enterprises.
Dial.
D.
So what happens if we press dial? What will it do? Okay?
Name.
Marvel Soft.
Okay, so it generated the touch tones for the phone, so you can put your phone up to the speaker and press enter on dial, and it'll generate the touch tones for you. Also, in the options menu, you can change it so that it uses your modem instead of doing the touch tone. So if you have a modem built in, you can have the modem do the dialing for you. So now let's tab to add.
Address.
Marvel.
Dial.
D.
Add.
A.
Press enter.
Add new address. Title. Empty.
Okay, title.
First. Empty.
First name.
Cap.
A-R-I-S.
Middle. Empty. Last. Empty.
Cap. R-A-B-O-F-K-I.
Company. Empty. Comments. Empty. Change name. 1-3.
Okay, so what do you want to do? You want to change the name.
Address.
2-3. Address. So now these fields change.
Okay. Cancel. Address 1. Empty.
Address 1.
Address 2. Empty. City. Empty. Province or state. Empty. Postal or zip code. Empty. Country. Empty. Change. Address. 2-3.
So now we'll hit our down arrow key.
Contact info.
Contact information. So now all these change.
Okay. Cancel. Business phone. Empty. Extension. Empty. Home phone. Empty. Fax number. Empty. Cell phone. Empty. Pager number. Empty. Email. Empty. Website. Empty. Change. Contact info. 3-3. Okay.
Oh.
So we'll press enter.
Done. Talking address book. Name?
Chris Grabowski.
1-2.
Okay, now I'm in my own address book. Since I don't want to be in my own address book.
Address? Dial.
D.
Add.
A.
Remove.
R.
That's remove.
Warning! You're about to remove
Chris Grabowski
from the address book. Are you sure you wish to proceed? Yes.
Why?
Done.
Goodbye.
Talking address book. Name?
Marvel Soft Enterprises, Incorporated.
1-1.
Okay, so.
Address.
Marvel Soft.
Dial.
D.
Add.
A.
Remove.
R.
Edit.
E.
Print.
P.
Find.
F.
Phone pad.
N.
Phone pad is a very nice set of games or utilities that allows one to learn how to dial a phone. By that, you know how you get those numbers, 1-800, whatever, and you don't know what the numbers are? Well, with phone pads, you can learn or you can convert them.
Options. Oh. Phone pad. Explore the keypad.
E.
Phone dialer.
P.
Translate letters to numbers.
L.
Translate numbers to letters.
N.
Translate words to numbers.
W.
Options.
O.
And these are games. They just don't do it.
Help desk. Exit.
X.
Explore the keypad.
So let's hit, let's press enter on explore the keypad.
Welcome to explore the keypad. Feel free to enter letters and phone pad will tell you what numbers you would use to dial them on a telephone keypad. You can all...
A, 2.
So A is 2.
B, 2. C, 2. D, 3. E, 3. F, 3. G, 4. H, 4. I, 4. J, 5. K, 5. L, 5. M, 6. N, 6.
Etc.
Escape. Escape.
Phone pad. Explore the keypad.
E.
So I had to press escape 3 times in order to get out of the explore the keypad.
Phone dialer.
P.
Let's see what happens. You go into phone dialer.
Phone dialer. Original number. Empty. Number. Empty. Dash.
Dash.
Dial modem.
M.
Play number.
N.
Backspace.
Backspace.
So you can actually use this to actually dial a number. So if a number's not in your address book and you want to dial it, you can.
Program.
P.
Store.
S.
Clear.
C.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, M, N, and O. Phone pad. Explore the keypad.
Patch, pressed escape.
Phone dialer. Translate letters to numbers.
L. Translate letters to numbers. Let's go in here.
Loading. Convert S. That's not a number. S.
Okay, I hit the tab key and he said that's not a number. So we'll convert S, and I think it is 8.
You're getting there. Give it one more try. S.
Guess I was wrong.
7.
Translate M.
It's 6.
6.
Translate W.
That's 8.
W.
Nope, that's 9.
9.
Convert X.
9.
9.
Translate B.
2.
Translate G.
4.
4.
Translate H.
4.
Translate S.
7.
Translate Z.
9.
Convert F.
3.
Top notch. Translate K.
5.
Translate U. U.
I hit 7. That's not right.
8.
There we go.
Translate W. W.
9.
Translate Z.
9.
Translate N.
So as you can see, it's actually teaching you in a game type of way to learn what the numbers or the letters stand for on a phone pad. I think this is very nice. So we'll press escape.
That's not a number. N. Close, but not quite. Give it one more try.
One more escape, and we're out of here.
Phone pad. Explore the keypad.
E.
Phone dialer. Translate letters to numbers. Translate numbers to letters.
N.
This is the opposite. It's going to give you a number, and it's going to want you to translate it into a letter.
Translate words to numbers.
W.
Now this is hard.
Option. Translate words to numbers.
W.
Working. Hard.
So it's giving you the hard, the word hard. It wants me to translate that into numbers.
4, 2, 7, 3.
Kitchen.
So it wants me to do kitchen.
5, 4.
T-C-H-E-N.
I made a mistake.
8. Two. Four. Three. N. 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 6.
Explore.
Okay, so you get the idea. This is hard. It's fun. Very fun, but it's hard. So I'll press escape 3 times.
E. Phone pad. Explore the keypad.
E.
Phone dialer. Translate letters to numbers.
L.
Translate numbers to letters.
E.
Translate words to numbers. Options.
O.
Hit options.
Options. Dialing options.
I.
Dialing options. What's in dialing options?
Dialing options. Talking address book. COM port 2. 2 of 4. Detect modem.
D.
Dialing type tone. 1 of 2.
So that's how you set up your modem or set up the dialing type, whether it's tone or modem.
Pulse. 2 tone.
Or
1
tone.
Of 2. When dialing is finished, wait for enter. 7 of 7. Use speed dial for playback. Yes. Okay.
O.
Cancel.
C.
Phone pad. Explore the keypad.
E.
So hit escape.
Dialing options. Name.
Marvel Soft Enterprises.
Escape again.
Talking toolbox. Main menu.
And we're at the main menu.
N.
So now we get to check our email.
Address book. Post office.
P.
We'll go to post office and we'll check our email.
Inbox. Post office. Messages.
The Talking Toolbox team. Welcome to post office.
One.
That's a message that comes stock with the PostStar with the Talking Toolbox when you install it. It's from Marvelsoft.
The Talking Toolbox team. Welcome to post office.
One.
So we'll press enter on it to open it.
Message.
Hey there. We are so glad you decided to get hooked up with the world through Marvelsoft's new virtual post office. As you explore your very own copy of the program, we assure you will find it easy to use, yet powerful enough to satisfy all your needs. As with all our other programs.
So you can listen to your email. Hit escape.
Messages.
The Talking Toolbox team. Welcome to Pro.
And I don't want this anymore, so we'll delete it.
Empty. Zero.
Now I'll do a Control M to check for new messages.
Checking mail. Progress. Connect. You have one new message. Okay.
Oh.
So now I'll press enter.
Inbox. Post office. Messages.
Chris G. Talking Toolbox demo.
One.
Talking Toolbox demo.
Chris G.
Up and down arrow keys gives you the beep because you're at the top and the bottom of the list. So we'll press enter.
Message.
Hi. Here's an email to read in Talking Toolbox, Chris. Chris G. CHR. Hi. Here's an email to.
Hi. Cap H.
And now, of course, when you right and left arrow through your email.
I, comma, space, H, E, R, E, S, A, N, space, E, M, A, I, L.
Chris.
Blank.
Chris F.
Blank.
Every dog hath its day. Okay. English proverb.
So, what we'll do is we'll go to the menu bar and see what options we have in post office.
File.
F.
Print.
P.
We have print.
Move.
M.
Move.
Move all.
A.
Move all.
Delete.
D.
Delete.
Folders.
F.
Folders.
Empty trash.
E.
Empty trash.
Close.
C.
Close.
Print.
P.
File. Message. A. Tool. Message.
M.
New.
N.
Reply.
R.
Forward.
F.
New.
N.
Reply.
R.
Message. A. Tools.
T.
Check mail.
C.
Check mail.
Find.
M.
Find.
Options.
O.
Options.
Account settings.
A.
Account settings is where you would create an account.
Check mail.
C.
Account settings.
A.
Find. Options.
O.
Options. Post office options.
Let's go to post office options.
Post office options. Check mail at startup.
No.
2 of 2. Include message in reply.
Yes.
1 of 2. Signature.
Empty.
Empty trash upon exit?
Yes.
1 of 2. Okay.
Oh.
So we'll press enter.
Options saved. Inbox. Post office. Messages.
Chris G. Talking Toolbox demo.
So let's go back to the message menu.
File. Message.
M.
New.
N.
Reply.
R.
Let's reply.
Reply to message. Message.
Original message. From.
Quiet. So.
Cap T. A. N. S. Y. U. S. O. R. S. O. R. T. I. G. Space. T. A. S. M. E. F. N. G. E. Dot. Enter.
That would do Control E to send.
Sending mail. Progress. Getting host name and address.
Done.
Inbox.
Done.
Post office. Messages.
Chris G. Reply to Talking Toolbox demo.
1 of 1.
So let's do another message. Control N for a new message.
Compose a message. 2.
Empty.
C-A-R-F-G at B-K-A-L-O-E-D-U.
Subject.
Empty.
E-N-I-L-S-T-A-F-E-L-S-A-E-C-R.
Message.
Empty.
Cat. E-L-O-O-O. Space. Cat. Space. M. Space. G-G-O-I-N-G-S-T-O. Space. W. R-T-E. Space. A-E. Space. U-S-A-E-F-E-L-S-A-E-C-R. Enter.
Hello, I am going to write and run the spell checker.
Okay, so we'll run the spell checker.
File. Tools.
T.
Check spelling.
C.
Loading spell checker. Misspelled word.
Hello.
Cap H E L L O O O O. Suggestions.
Hello.
Cap H E L L O 1 of 20.
Enter.
Spelled word.
Going.
G G O I N G. Suggestions.
Going.
G O I N G 1 of 20.
Press enter.
Compose a message. Message.
Hello, I am going to write and run the spell checker.
So now we're done.
Hello.
Blank. 2.
Chris get buffalo.
Message.
Hello, I am going to write and run the spell checker.
Now we'll do Control E to send it.
Sending mail. Progress. Getting host name and a done. Inbox. Post office. Messages.
Chris G. Reply to Talking Toolbox demo.
1 of 1.
Okay, if you notice too, it said replied to. So that message I had sitting in the inbox is now replied to. If you need to run Post Office on a secured server, an SMTP server that requires authentication, at least with my copy that I have on CD, Marvel Soft technical support had to send me 3 files that enabled the authentication for the SMTP server, and I've had some questions for Marvel Soft technical support, and they have been very wonderful at helping me out with some of the issues that I've had. One of them being not being able to send with the authentication server that requires authentication. So let's delete this message.
Empty. Zero.
We'll hit escape to close the post office.
Docking toolbox. Main menu.
Notebook.
In.
Now let's see what we have next. The next option we come to is the calculator.
Post calculator.
C.
So we'll press enter.
Talking calculator. Playback.
Empty.
Equals.
Equals.
Playback. Empty.
So we'll do...
1, 2, 3. Plus 4, 5, 6. Equals.
579.
So we'll press shift C to clear all.
Clear all.
So now let's tab through and see what we have.
Equals.
Equals.
Exponent.
E.
7, 8, 9 times. Divided by. Memory plus.
Cap M.
4, 5, 6 plus.
Plus.
Negative.
Dash.
Memory minus.
M.
1, 2, 3 Left paren.
Left paren.
Right paren.
Right paren.
Memory recall.
R.
0. Point.
Dot.
Backspace.
Backspace.
Clear.
C.
Clear all.
Cap.
Memory clear.
L.
Percent.
Percent.
Pi.
P.
Square root.
Q.
Options.
O.
So as you can see, it's a pretty good calculator. We'll press enter on options.
Options. Calculator options.
C.
See what's in calculator options.
Calculator options. Decimals to display. 10. 11 of 12.
We can change the number of decimals to display.
9, 10, 11 of 12. Speak numbers as whole numbers. 2 of 2.
Whole numbers or digits.
Dollar mode off. 2 of 2.
Do you want it to be financial with money? It'll speak dollars and cents.
Copy answer to clipboard. Yes. 1 of 2.
Copy the answer to the clipboard so you can take it into another application, into your... whatever you want, wherever you want to put the answer.
Remember calculation upon exit? Yes. 1 of 2. Okay.
Oh.
Cancel.
C.
Talking calculator. Playback.
Empty.
So let's do...
2, 5. Square root.
5. Clear.
1. Clear all. 1. 5, 0. Square root.
12.24747487139.
Clear all.
So you get an idea of the talking calculator. Let's see what's next on the menu. The next option on the menu is calendar.
Calculator. Calendar.
L.
So we'll press enter.
Talking calendar. Today is Thursday, March 30. Add.
A.
Let's add a reminder. Or we can.
Options.
O.
Options.
Help desk.
H.
Close.
C.
Add.
A.
So we'll add a reminder.
Add a reminder. Title.
Empty.
Cat. O. C. T. R. S. A. P. O. R. N. T. M. E. T.
Doctor's appointment.
Details. Empty.
D. O. C. T. R. S. A. P. O. R. N. T. M. E. T. S. P. O. M. O. R. W.
Remind me once. 1 of 8.
Do you want a reminder once?
Every day. 2 of 8 on weekdays. 3 of 8 on weekends. 4 of 8 every week. 5 of 8 every month. 6 of 8 every year. 7 of 8 never. 8 of 8 on weekday. Every day. Once. 1 of 8.
So we'll put it to once.
Month. March. 3 of 12. Day. 30. Thursday. 30 of 31. 31. Friday. 31 of 31.
And it's even giving you the day of the week.
Year 2006, 1 of 94, hour 2, 2 of 12, 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9 of 12.
I'm just using my arrow keys and tab.
Minute 5, 6, 4, 3, 2, 1, 2, 0 p.m. 2 of 2 a.m. Advance notice 3 hours. 8 of 17.
So do you want an advance notice of how long?
2 hours, 1 hour, half an hour, 15 minutes.
Okay.
4 of 17.
That's fine.
Okay.
Oh.
Press enter.
Done. Talking calendar. Reminder selection.
Doctor's appointment.
1 of 1. Reminder. Date Friday, March 31st at 9 o'clock a.m.
Doctor's appointment tomorrow.
Re-add.
A.
So we'll press add, add another one.
Add a reminder. Title. Empty.
T-E-F-T-I.
I-E-F-T.
D-E-M-O. S-Space. Cat. A-R-V-L-L-F-T.
Details. Empty.
T-F-F-A-C-E-L-O-S-Space. T-E-Space. Cat. L-A-R-M.
Remind me once. 1 of 8. Month, March, 3 of 12, day, 30, Thursday, 30 of 31, year, 2006, 1 of 94, hour, 2, 2 of 12, minute, 6, set 5, set 7, 8, 9, 10, 8, 9 of 60, p.m., 2 of 2, advance notice, 3 out, 2 of 1, 15, 5, 9, 9, 1 of 17.
No advance notice.
Okay.
Oh.
Press enter.
Done. Talking calendar. Reminder selection.
Demo of Marvelsoft.
1 of 2.
So what it did is it just put them in chronological order.
Doctor's appointment. Demo of Marvelsoft.
1 of 2. Reminder. Date Thursday, March 30th at 2:08 p.m.
This is a demo of the alarm.
It's 2:07 p.m.
I just did Control T to see what the time was.
Add.
A.
Remove.
R.
Edit.
E.
Date lookup.
D.
Options.
O.
Help desk.
H.
Close.
C.
Reminder selection.
Demo of Marvelsoft.
1 of 2.
Soft. This is a demo of the alarm.
Okay.
Oh.
So it just popped up and said, this is a demo of the alarm. And okay, so we'll hit enter.
Talking calendar.
Demo of Marvelsoft.
1 of 0. Date Thursday, March 30th. At 2:08 p.m.
This is a demo of the alarm.
Remind me once. Add.
A.
Remove.
R.
So let's remove that one.
Warning. You're about to remove.
Demo of Marvelsoft.
From your calendar. Are you sure you wish to proceed? Yes.
Why?
Done. Talking calendar. Reminder selection.
Doctor's appointment.
What?
So let's see what we have in options.
Options. Marvel Talk options.
M.
Display options. Marvel Talk options.
We just have Marvel Talk and display options.
Talking calendar. Reminder selection.
Doctor's appointment.
Reminder. Date Friday.
Add. A.
Remove.
R.
Edit.
E.
Date lookup.
D.
Date lookup.
Date lookup. Month. March. 3 of 12. February. March. April. 4 of 12. Day 28, Friday, 27, Thursday, 23, Sunday, 23 of 30, 22, Saturday, 22 of 30.
So I know April 22nd is now on a Saturday.
Year 2006, 1 of 94.
Let's change the year.
2007, 2008, day 22, Tuesday, 22 of 30.
So now we just found out, because I did a shift tab, that the date is now on a Tuesday.
Year 2008, 2007, 2006, 2006. Okay.
Oh.
So press enter, and that's what that allows you to do.
You have nothing scheduled for that date. Would you like to add a reminder now? Yes.
Why?
No.
N.
Talking calendar. Reminder selection.
Doctor's appointment.
1 of 1.
So now we'll press escape.
Talking toolbox. Main menu. Notebook.
N.
Takes us back to the main menu. Alarm clock is the next item on the menu.
Alarm clock.
A.
So now we'll press enter on that.
Talking clock. Say current time.
T.
It's 2:11 p.m.
So we'll tab.
Say current date.
D.
Today is Thursday, March 30. Alarm.
A.
Timer.
I.
Time alert.
M.
Set time.
S.
Set date.
E.
Options.
O.
Help desk.
H.
And I'm just tabbing through.
Exit.
X.
Say current time. Say current date. Alarm.
A.
So well, let's hit enter on the alarm and see what happens.
Alarm. Alarm off. 2 of 2.
Let's turn it on.
On. 1 of 2. Hour 12. 12 12 12 11 10 9 8 7 6 5 4 3 2 minute 0 what it's 2:11 p.m. 1 2 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10 11 12 13 14 13 a.m. 1 of 2 p.m. alarm selection 1 of 22
so these are the alarm sounds
2 of 22 3 of 22 6, 7, 8 of 22, 9 of 22, 10 of 22, 11 of 22, 12 of 22, 13 of 22, 14 of 22, 15.
That would definitely wake you up.
Surprise. 21 of 22.
Surprise, which is what I like.
Alarm mix. 22 of 22.
An alarm mix.
Surprise. 21 of
22. So it'll surprise.
Okay.
Oh.
So I'll press enter, and hopefully our time hasn't elapsed.
Option save. Talking clock. Say current time.
T.
It's 2:14 p.m.
Of course.
Say current date. Alarm.
A.
Alarm. Alarm on. 1 hour. 2 minute. 13. 12. 13. 14. 15. 6. Option save. Talking clock. Say current time.
T.
It's 2:14 p.m.
Okay, let's see what happens at 2:15.
It's 2:15 p.m. Talking clock. Say current time.
And I just hit the control key to stop the alarm.
Say current date. Alarm.
A.
Timer.
I.
Alarm.
A.
Let's go turn the alarm off.
Alarm. Alarm on. 1 of 2. Off. 2 of 2. Option save. Talking clock. Say current time.
T.
Say current date.
D.
Alarm.
A.
Timer.
I.
We have a timer.
Timer. Start timer.
S.
Set timer.
E.
Start timer.
S.
Set timer.
E.
So let's set the timer.
Set timer. 0 hours.
0 hours.
5 minutes. 6, 5, 4, 3, 4, 2, 1, 2, 0 seconds.
Actually.
1 minute. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 16.
16 seconds we'll set it for.
Timer alert on. 1 of 2. Alert selection. 14 of 21.
Let's see what kind of selections we have here.
1 of 21. 2 of 21. 3 of 21. 4 of 21. 5 of 21. 6 of 21. 7 of 21. 8 of 21. 9 of 21. 10 of 21. 11 of 21. 12 of 21. 13 of 21. 14-21, 15-21, 16-21, 17-21, 18-21, 19-21, 20-21, surprise, 21-21.
So we'll put surprise in.
Timer selection. 12-22.
These are the timer selections.
7-8-22.
We heard these already.
10-22.
We'll put it on 10.
Okay.
Oh.
Option save. Timer. Start timer.
Yes.
So let's start the timer now that we set it.
15 seconds to go. Time is up. Timer. Start timer.
Yes.
So I just hit the control key again to stop the timer.
Set timer. Start timer. Set timer.
E.
And then we'll hit escape.
Talking clock. Say current time.
T.
Say current date.
D.
Alarm.
A.
Timer.
I.
Time alert.
M.
Time alert.
Time alert. Announce time every hour, 3-4.
Self-explanatory, but what this will do is it will announce the time no matter where you are in Talking Toolbox.
Controls how often the time is announced.
Every half hour, every 15 minutes, every 15 minutes, 1-4. Every half hour, every hour, never, 4-4. Every 15 minutes.
So I'll set it to every 15 minutes.
Time selection. Mechanical. 1-11. Electric. 2-11. Cuckoo 1. 3-11. Cuckoo 2. 4-11. Cuckoo 3. 5-11. Bong 1. 6-11. Bong 2. 7-11. Bong 3, 8-11. Bell, 9-11. Surprise, 10-11. None. A surprise. Cuckoo 1, 3-11. Cuckoo 2. Cuckoo 3,
I like
5
cuckoo.
Of 11.
I like Cuckoo 3.
Say time.
Yes.
1-2. Okay.
Oh.
I'll press enter.
Option save. Talking clock. Say current time.
T.
Say current date.
Alarm.
Timer. Time alert.
And
set time.
Yes.
So you can set your time.
Set time. Hour. 2:12.
With your Marvel Soft, so you never have to get out of a Talking Toolbox. Set the time. It automatically sets your clock for you, which is really convenient for those daylight savings times that are coming up. So someone would just come in here and change their time.
Minute, not second, 5 p.m.
2.
Okay,
oh.
Cancel.
I'm going to cancel.
Talking clock. Say current time.
T.
Let's do shift tab.
Exit. Help desk. Options.
O.
Options. Clock talk options.
C.
Clock talk options. Time bong. 15:22. Time announcement. It's 1:06.
So time announcement. It's.
The time is 2:06. The current time is 3:06. Brief pause. 4:06. Surprise. 5:06. None. 6:06. Surprise. 5:06.
So let's go to surprise.
Time format. 12 hour. 1:02. Date bong. 7:22. Date announcement. Today is 2:07. The date is 3:07. The current date is 4:07. It's 1:07. Today is 2:07. The date is 3:07. The current date is 4:07. Brief pause. 5:07. Surprise. 6:07. None. Surprise. 6:07.
We'll put that on surprise.
Date format. Weekday. Month. Day. 1:07. Month. Day. Weekday. 2. Month. Day. 3:07. Day. Month. Weekday. 4. Weekday. Day. Month. 5:07. Day. Month. 6:07. Weekday. 7:07. Weekday. Month. Day. 1:07.
So we'll put it to weekday, month, and day.
Timer bong. 20:22. Okay.
Oh.
Press enter.
Option save. Talking clock. Say current time.
T.
Now, let's see what happens when we say the current time.
The time is 2:21 p.m.
Say it again.
The current time is 2:21 p.m. It's 2:21 p.m.
So it's changing the intro.
Say current date.
D.
The date is Thursday, March 30. The date is Thursday, March 30. Today is Thursday, March 30.
So it's randomly picking.
It's Thursday, March 30.
Okay, let's see what's next on the Marvelsoft Talking Toolbox menu. The next item on the menu is the Talking CD Player, and I'm actually at the main menu right now.
Address book, post office, calculator,
C.
And I'm going to put a CD in the drive.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Talking CD player, track 1:14.
Random House Audio presents Star Wars Survivor's Quest.
The time is 4:45 p.m.
Read for you by Jonathan Davis.
2:14. 3:14. 4:14. 5:14.
So I'm in a last list of tracks.
4:14. 3:14. 2:14.
1:14.
Pause.
We have pause.
Stop.
Stop.
Rewind.
Rewind.
Fast forward.
Yeah.
CD length, 1 hour and 14 minutes.
An hour and 14 minutes.
CD time, 10 seconds. Track length, 4 minutes, 4 seconds. Track time, 15 seconds. Label CD.
You can label the CD.
Playlist.
T.
Options.
O.
Help desk. Exit.
X.
Track 1. 1 pause. Stop.
S.
So we'll press stop.
Label CD.
L.
Let's label the CD.
Label CD. Artist empty.
And to label the CD, we type in.
Cap. S. U. R. V. E. I-V-R-S, spake-E-F-T.
Title, empty.
Cat-E-R, spake-A-S.
It's an audiobook.
Track 1:14.
In a galaxy.
Track 1, and it actually plays it so that it shows you what it sounds like.
Track name, empty.
Track name is...
Cat-H-A-E-T-R, spake 1.
Chapter 1.
Track 1.
Shift back to the list.
2:14. Track name, empty.
We'll call it Chapter 2.
Cat-H-A-E-T-R, spake 2.
They retract 2:14. Track name empty.
Cap-A-A-E-T-R, space 3.
Mara just stared at the screen. 100 different thoughts.
Done. Talking enter. CD player.
Survivor's Quest. Star Wars.
Far away.
Pause.
P.
Stop.
S.
So what it did is it said the title and the name of the CD because it's labeled.
Edit CD label.
E.
You can edit the CD label.
Playlist.
T.
You can create a playlist. So let's create a playlist.
Playlist.
A playlist.
Chapter 1.
In a 1:14.
Bar.
Remove.
R.
Remove all.
E.
Let's remove all so that the playlist is empty.
Done. Playlist empty. 0:00.
Okay.
Available tracks.
Chapter 1.
In a galaxy.
I want chapter. Bar. This wouldn't make sense for a book, but. I want
chapter three
to come.
14,
add.
A. None available tracks.
Chapter 3.
3:14.
For a long moment.
Chapter 2. Chapter 1.
And then chapter 1.
Add.
A.
Galaxy.
None available tracks.
Chapter 8.
Add all. Okay.
Oh.
Done. Talking CD player.
Survivor's Quest. Star Wars.
For a long moment, Mara just stared at the screen. 100 different
so now there's only two tracks in this playlist. There's track one, or chapter three, and chapter one.
That's impossible.
Pause. Stop. Rewind. Fast forward. CD length, 1 hour and 14 minutes. For CD time, 17 seconds. Track length, 6 minutes. Track time, 20 seconds. Edit CD playlist.
T.
You options. Oh, help desk. Exit.
X.
Track.
When
chapter
Thrawn
three.
Destroys something.
1 of 2.
Chapter
a
one.
A long time ago.
2 of 2.
And there's actually only two.
Chapter
in the
three.
List now.
Chapter
a long
one.
Time ago.
Chapter 3. Chapter 1.
Pause. Stop.
One thing I wish that the CD player would do is I wish it would go onto the internet and check the database to see if their option or the disk is in the database, the CDDB database, or add the information for you. I had suggested that they do that, and they put it on their wish list. So now let's see what happens if I eject the CD.
Edit CD label. Eject.
E.
No disk loaded.
And it tells you that no disk is loaded. So let's press escape.
Exit talking toolbox. What do you want the computer to do? Exit to Windows. 1-5. Standby. Restart Windows. 3-5. Restart computer. 4-5. Shut down. 5-5.
So I'm going to press enter on shutdown.
Marvelsoft. The future of sound.
And it shuts the computer down. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this demonstration of Talking Toolbox from Marvelsoft. You can get more information about Marvelsoft and its products from www.marvelsoft.com. I would also like to thank Marvelsoft for donating this copy so that I can do this review on Talking Toolbox. I find Talking Toolbox to be a valuable tool for someone with a visual impairment that wants to use the computer to do any number of these tasks, and that it's in human narration form, which is it's very nice, very clear. You don't have to worry about learning synthetic speech, learning screen reader commands, learning Windows commands. You know, there's really only a few commands you really need to learn. So I think that they have done a wonderful job putting this program together. And I also use their product Speaking Spelling, which is done the same way. So if you have any questions regarding the demonstration, you want to email me, you can email me at chrisg@buffalo.edu, or you can always email Marvelsoft at info@marvelsoft.com.